Get those nerds!
Nerds is back. That's right. Woo! You've been waiting for it to happen. You get your wish right now. The Bid Nerds have returned. We spent a lot of time, weeks, fixing a bunch of technical problems and getting new technical problems, but who cares? We're back. My name is John Polnick. I'm the host of Bid Nerds, along with my partner, Michael Deeb, in San Francisco. I'm in Las Vegas. Michael Deeb, how are you in the basement down there in your studio?
Yeah. Dry, surprisingly. It's been pouring rain out here. West Coast been hammered by rain. Not that you care about the weather, but dude, Happy New Year. It's great to be back. I'm so happy we're doing the show again. Check out our new digs, man. We're using cameras instead of iPhones. This thing looks legit. I bet we get a sponsor from this.
Hey, as it turns out, we already have. Well, that's a good time to mention it. Gotten Portion of Las Vegas has stepped up. They said, hey, you nerds, we want to get behind that. And so we are getting behind them. Bid Nerds loves Gotten Portion of Las Vegas. It is the place to get your Porsche, your classic car. They're a classic Porsche or a Porsche classic dealer. They're certified. You can get your Porsche rebuilt there. You can find a Porsche. You can get Porsche parts. All the great stuff and the great people. Go check him out at Gotten Portion of Las Vegas. Tell him the Bid Nerds sent you. All right.
Yeah.
What do we do on this channel? This is the channel where we find the most interesting car of the day. We pick it from either Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, P Car Market, one of those auction sites, and then we have a conversation about that car. We discuss the pros and cons, what makes that car interesting. And sometimes the cars that we pick as the most interesting car are definitely interesting, but not necessarily for reasons that you might think. But we love picking the most interesting car of the day. Michael Deeb, you outdone yourself on this one. This one today is
this car's cool.
Sometimes you pick some real meatballs. We'll call it that.
This is no Pajero Evolution. That's for sure. JP, on Bring a Trailer is this no reserve 1974 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe, but it has a 3-liter swap. The car is offered to us by our friends at Fantasy Junction. Spencer Trenery is running his father's business. Fantasy Junction has just been one of the coolest places in the Bay Area. I would say off the top of my head, JP, for over 40 years. They have the coolest cars, and this is certainly one of them. I believe that they sourced this car from a client of theirs in Texas. What's neat about the early mid-year cars in California, John, is that these are cars that are smog exempt. So if you wanted to rip all the, you know, heat exchangers or any cats that you might find on a car, this is a car that you could do that on because you never, ever have to smog it. The 3-liter engine upgrade is cool. The interesting thing, John, about mid-year Carreras, the 2.7s, the stock ones, is that they are now bringing insane money, like really, really weird money. Cars are bringing anywhere between like $110,000 and $150,000. I wonder, JP, if the 3-liter swap actually hurts its overall collector value and brings the value of this car down below the six-figure mark and more into driver's territory. You know, we were discussing this offline. You had mentioned that you didn't think that this car, I'm going to steal your point, your take for you, might not compete with an SC that came standard with the 3-liter. But it still seems like a really neat car as the early mid-year cars are garnering a lot of attention and a lot of collector money. Light yellow is the standard color for this car. It does have a sunroof, the 5-speed manual transmission, the staggered Fuchs wheels, the gold Carrera script. 74s are treated to the ducktail spoiler and the skinny and cute little European bumperettes that only appeared in our country on the first year of these cars. All that stuff is there. Closer inspection, JP, will review that this car, I don't want to say is rough, but it's not perfect. There are some rust spots. There is some wear and tear on the car. This is a car that is showing 93,000 miles, even if it's TMU, true mileage unknown. But just a really cool car. This is a car I would like to have. I bet that 3 liter makes this lightweight car fun to drive. I love that it's smog exempt. That's a car I would want to own from this era in, you know, as a California resident myself. So just a neat driver's car that I've been waiting for Fantasy Junction to get in. They've shown it on their website as an inbound car for a couple of months, but the car is finally here. And now it's sitting no reserve on BAT. So JP, there's a lot to like here. But I'd be willing to bet that this car might not get your money, even though we both agree that we'd love to own it. I don't know that either one of us would spend the money it probably takes to be the custodian of it for now. So I send it to you, a 3 liter 74 Carrera coupe with a ducktail. Yay on driving it, but maybe nay on buying it, I suspect. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a tough equation. Because you look at a car like this, like you mentioned, like you stole from me, the idea that an SC, I mean, look, an SC comes with a 3 liter, you know, you can slap a ducktail on it and you pretty much have the same car and you can get that for $50,000 or $60,000. This car being, if it were all original, are you looking at a $150,000 car or something like that? $130,000 something, who knows? But you know, if you could, you're not going to find the original motor for this car, so you could conceivably find the correct type of motor that belongs in this car. If this had a 2.2 from the right era,
2.7.
I'm sorry, 2.7. Would that make it worth more, or is it worth more because it has a 3 liter in it? I think at this point, since the engine is gone, the original engine's gone, I think it's, you know, it's better to have a 3 liter. Absolutely. But yeah, I don't know if I would pay a premium for it just because it's a 74, unless you happen to live in California, like I said, and smog is an issue. If you live anywhere else, I mean, just go save the money and get an SC. You probably get an SC in just as good a condition, if not better, and do some mods and have a better driving experience. This is a neat car. Yeah. But unless you can find that original engine, I don't think it matters. So I just don't understand why anyone would pay that much more for it. Is there a collector value? Because it technically... Now, okay, here's one thing that you could be buying. You could be buying the curb appeal. You could go to the car show. You go to Cars and Cafe or Cars and Coffee or wherever and show up and someone says, hey, is that a real 74 Carrera? And you'd be like, yes, it is. This is, with a straight face, you're not lying, it is. It just happens to have the wrong engine and a bunch of other stuff. Actually, really not a bunch of other stuff. That's the only thing that's wrong about it, right?
Yeah, it's the engine. Just the motor.
So who cares? I mean, at that point, you're, from a bragging rights point of view, it's the right car if you care about that sort of thing. I'm not someone that does. No one expects me to have anything that's good. So what the heck? This car really is pretty and looks like it'd be a hell of a lot of fun to drive with that in. It's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the gold script on the yellow paint. I would paint the... I would do like an anodized pedal on the Fuchs and then have the webbing in the gold script to give it kind of that, you know, sort of match that color. It'd be really neat. But I just think, this car, you know, these are pretty light cars, and I bet that motor really wakes this car up. I bet it's really fun to drive. So neat car, but yeah, it kind of,
man, there's a lot of consternation. Is that the right word? Is that, you know, about the 2.7 versus the 3 liter? The 3 liter has more power, sure, but the 2.7 is a more fun engine to drive, and it looks like this one doesn't have the thermal reactors or any of that stuff. Obviously it doesn't because it's a 3 liter.
It does have SSI heat exchangers.
Not thermal reactors, though. The thermal reactors are the problem. The thermal reactors are what's on the 2.7.
Heat exchangers are the boxes underneath.
Heat exchangers are just heat exchangers. That's what gives you heat. So the thermal reactors that came stock on the 2.7 engine gave the 2.7 engine a bad rap because of the magnesium stuff. It sucked up a lot. It kept a lot of heat in places where you wanted heat to be dissipated. And that's what caused a lot of like broken head studs and warped blocks and stuff like that. So if you removed those thermal reactors, it just opens that engine up, and it's just a fast revving, fun engine that feels faster than it actually is. And sometimes that's better, isn't it? Is it better to go faster or to feel like you're going faster, Michael Deeb? I don't know. We lost his camera feed again.
Off my,
every time I go to see if he has something interesting to say, he's out screwing around with his camera. It serves me right to think that Michael Deeb may have something to contribute to this show. As it turns out, he does not. What are you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm just, you know.
He's back. All right, you're clear. You were clear. There it is.
Working on this until I figure it out.
You're back. You're clear. Don't touch anything. Just go sit down and do your job.
Hey. Yeah, just took a little vacation from the show. Yeah, don't mind me.
This guy. All right. So what do we think the value of this car is, Michael Deeb?
All right, JP. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this car, although it's not going to bring U.S. Carrera money over $100,000, I do think $83,000 will put you behind the wheel of this car. So I'm going to say $83,000, and it sells at that price because it sort of fits in that between SC money and between authentic U.S. Carrera money. So I'm going to park it kind of in the middle of those two markets and say $83,000 is the right number for this car. But I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to park right under you and say $80,000. I don't know if it. I don't know if it's going to really make that high. I feel like an SC is the better buy. We've seen some crazy numbers on SCs lately. Like, what the heck? Yeah. What are people paying $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for an SC? So we've even seen SCs break the $100,000 mark, which just doesn't make any sense to me at all. As much as I like those cars, they're great cars, but that just seems, I mean, but at least this one does have that curb appeal, that cachet of saying that it's a genuine, you know, 74 Carrera. So I'm still going to be, I'm going to be a bear. I do think that things are softening a little bit. With this kind of money, I think I'd rather have the original SC than an unoriginal 74 Carrera, because it's never going to be original again. So
I agree with you. I still think you can get a nicer SC for $20,000 less money, you know, than what this car is probably going to bring.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens, in the future.
We're going to get into our future machine right now, and we'll find out how much this 74 Carrera goes for this is a no reserve, right?
No reserve. This car is selling. Yeah. No matter what.
Someone is going to get this car. So how much will that person pay for this ride? We'll find out right after this.
Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that gonna be for sale?
It is gonna be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about, and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Bid Nerds, everyone. It's the future. Can you tell Michael Deeb is wearing something different? And so am I. Hey, guys, if you haven't hit the subscribe, like, or notification button yet, now is the time. We're trying to grow the nerd herd. It's a new season of Bid Nerds. We're excited to be here for you every day. And if you stuck around through the commercial, you're itching to get to this 74 911 real quick, real fast recap. What are we talking about, Michael Deeb?
Oh, JP, our 74 Carrera out of Emeryville on Bring a Trailer with the 3-liter motor. I expected big things, John. I went really huge, $83,000. After you got done laughing, you put in a bid of just $70,000. Are we ready for the result?
Yeah, let's do it. What happened?
Our car sold on a whopping 43 bids, I might add. A lot of action for just $63,000. I mean, in my wildest dreams, I couldn't imagine that car going for that low. It's mind-boggling. But, John, it goes back to a point I tried to scoop you on when – we talked about the idea that if you're looking for a Carrera with a 3-liter, you should be shopping an SC because, you know, they're the last Carreras that are reasonable money compared to what, you know, 3.2s and mid-years are going for now. And what's interesting, John, is I think that $63,000 represents, you know, kind of the top of the SC market. So I believe the influence of SC pricing influenced the sale of this car here, and that's just really interesting to me. So 63,000, that's a head scratcher, but when you see what SCs are going for, it kind of makes sense. I don't know. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I think that this is definitely reflective of what's going on in the market. I think we're going to see some real fluctuation in all asset classes, and it's about time that prices on 911s are going to go down, particularly with air-cooled cars. Something like this, I think SCs are going to start dropping too, because this car still has a panache. It still has the fact that it's Carrera. I think if the powertrain is equal, it's the same transmission, same everything else, why wouldn't you want the one that at least has the cachet of being an actual 74 Carrera? So I don't know. I think that this also reflects, like I've been saying, that the air-cooled market is going to cool a little bit, and particularly if your car is not, the business. If it doesn't check every single box, if it's not numbers matching, if it's not low miles, if it doesn't have a clean title, if all those things, if it's not perfect in every way, it's just not going to get a premium. And in fact, it's probably going to start dropping in value. Whereas I think the things that do click all the boxes, I think we could see those continue to go up. It goes back to when a lot of this, a couple of years ago, 911s were, air-cooled 911s, SCs were back in that kind of $30,000, $40,000 range. And, everyone talked about how high that was for SCs. But when you were looking at the market, when you were actually shopping for one, it was hard to find clean ones. It was like everyone that wanted one went out and got one, and the only ones that were left were the junky ones. And I think that's kind of part of why the prices were a little low. So I don't know. What do you think? Is this a sign of the market softening? I mean, as we're recording this, it's a Monday, and this closed when on Sunday or today?
Yeah, and a couple days ago. But it's interesting, John, because it closed on Friday, so just a couple days back. Okay. But what's interesting is we're still seeing record numbers for cars that tick all the boxes. That reference you made earlier, that if it's got the numbers matching, it's in its original colorway, it's not completely modified, and all the original equipment's there. We're seeing cars, last week, a G50 Carrera with high miles, nearly 100,000 miles, but a G50, so like an 87, 88, or 89 911 Carrera Coupe that ticked all the boxes, but even with high miles, brought $150,000. And here's a mid-year Carrera with, arguably from a driver's standpoint, an engine upgrade, but it's not the original drivetrain. And this car brought half of the value if it had the numbers matching car motor in it. Now, this car, probably apples to apples, isn't quite as nice as that G50 car was. But to see such a shocking sell-through price is really interesting. Again, this was a no-reserve auction, so this was going to go no matter what.
That car you're talking about, though, wasn't that a rare color? Wasn't that like a...
Yeah, but even this yellow is not common for a 74 Carrera. I mean, It's not black, white, or red. You know what I'm saying? It might not be as cool as, some sort of rare silver or something like that, but... This is a shockingly low price to me, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, at the time of this recording, it's Monday. I think the markets are going to be in a weird place. And last week is old news, honestly. I think this could be a reflection of what's to come. So it'll be interesting to look at results this coming week as we make new predictions, which is what we do every single day. So again, guys,
we're 9/11 heavy this week. So we're going to try to bring a few more examples like this to the market so we can kind of examine what's going on with the 9/11 market, because it is all over the place. It's really hard to predict.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, guys, is now the time to get in on that air-cooled 911 that you've been wanting? If you've been sitting there on the fence going, I don't want to spend the money because they're just overpriced, or was this just an anomaly? Was this just an incredibly good deal? Or what do you guys think? Do you think it was still overpriced because it's not an original car? Let us know in the comments below. We really do like getting your feedback. And right now, things are really crazy. So, you know, we're looking for all the data we can get. I'd like to hear what you guys have to think on this one. All right, well, there it is. Stick around for the next episode of Bid Nerds. We're going to do this every single day. We're back. It's the next season. So let's get after it. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We will see you tomorrow. See you, Dave.
Bid Nerds!